Let me ask you, have you ever sought after God with all your heart? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty for Him? Do you want Him more than anything else on this earth? Because it's only that sort of desire that can give you the life that you've been looking for. If husband and wife don't desire one another deeply, can there be any real deep satisfaction in the relationship? No. A wondrous, intimate relationship is an intimate embrace. And that only happens when each desires the other. It's the same in our relationship with God. Prayer isn't some casual thing. It's not the occasional panic button that we hit when something goes wrong. It's not a now and then brush past God. It's not a daily duty of a failure which leaves you racked with guilt. No, prayer is an ongoing, intimate embrace born out of a passionate desire for God Himself. Prayer is a choice that we make in our hearts. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9. At night, my soul longs to be with you, and the spirit in me wants to be with you at the dawn of every new day. When your way of justice comes to the world, people will learn the right way of living. That right there is the heart of a man with a deep yearning, a deep longing after God Himself, whether at night or in the morning. In other words, all the time, Isaiah longs to be with God. I know people who have all the material things they'll ever need. Nice place to live, more than enough clothes to wear, food to eat. They're lacking for nothing, yet they're living miserable lives. People often send me emails from around the world asking me how to deal with their misery. And truly, the answer to that question is in this verse, in this scripture. At night my soul longs to be with you, and the spirit in me wants to be with you at the dawn of every new day. Forget all that other stuff. It's only ever going to make you miserable. Make God the object of your desire instead. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with a deep longing after God Himself. Let me tell you something. That misery will become a thing of the past. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.